Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, and they remind you the 24th annual Earth Day celebration is just a few weeks away, Saturday, April the 26th, 10 to 2 on the Murfreesboro Square. You've got the Kids Zone, that's free hands-on games, activities. They've got popcorn and hot dogs and the free grilled cheese that are from that gourmet grilled cheese food truck, electric griddle food truck at that. So that's MTE presenting Rutherford County Earth Day, April 26th. Find out more at rcearthday.com. Time to talk with Steered Straight and Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift, or talk about all of the great things that are going on there. Jennifer Sanchez joins us, and missed you last month. I know you were you're growing so that you've got a little thing going on in McMinnville now, too, now, huh?
Yes, we do. We have a sister store there. So, yeah, I needed to... They were all new to it. All the employees there, that they... Retail's not their main thing. And our boss, Darla, asked me to go on out there and kind of help them get going and revamp that store. So it was an all-day project.
Wow.
It was good. It's good. I told him, I said, I won't be back. I said, this is your baby. So I'll probably check up on them in May at some time and just be like, how's it looking in here? But yeah.
You're going to wear a hat and sunglasses and just kind of incognito, or?
I'm sure they know who I am now. So, I mean, I was there for 10 hours in one day. So I was a very present today. But yeah, it's a cute little store. Yeah, it's right in McMinnville off of Smithville Highway. So I'm trying to get these words out. It used to be a cabinetry store is what I was told, because it's really cool when you walk in. There's actually like a fully functioned kitchen.
Oh, wow.
I know. And I was like, let's turn this into kitchen. Hello. So the kitchen area is all the fun, good kitchen stuff that you might need. So that was really fun, just decorating that and getting all the kitchen items over there. And then, of course, they've got the linens. They've got the decor. They've got clothes. They've got the shoes. They got the kids area. Lots of jewelry. So it was good. It is definitely a cute little store for that place. I really hope it thrives and succeeds. So anybody in McMinnville or loves just thrifting and they love traveling to thrift, adorable little store. And cool. It is our sister store. So
what's it called?
It's called Hope Chest. So It's Hope Chest Thrift. Michael and Darla, they are opening up. Actually, I think it just opened up. So there's a women's ministry in there right now for women who are in recovery. I know they are working on another building right now for men and men in recovery. So they're opening this stuff up in McMinnville. They live there now. They bought a house there about 6-7 months ago. And their goal is to help that town out and surrounding areas and be a place for people to come to. There was definitely something I've learned with recovery is you don't do your recovery in the place that you lived. You need to go elsewhere, because you can go back into old habits really quickly. Because as soon as you have like that day off or that half a day off or that time off that you can go shop, go do something. Unfortunately, for people who are in recovery, they'll just go find their old friends, or they'll go back and do like old stuff. So people in recovery, it's actually their best bet and their best effort is to actually go somewhere you don't know, that you've got nobody there. There's no friend to coerce you or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So right now I know they got the women's open, and that's called Hope Chest. And so that's where the store is called Hope Chest Thrift, because they're just kind of playing off both entities. But they are our sister store, because it's still part of the umbrella of Steered Straight.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, like they needed anything else to do here. That's it. But, you know, they found a need.
I know. Like, when they told me this, like, a few months ago, I just looked at them and, like, when? Like, when you sleep? Like, what are you guys going to do this? Yeah, they're a glutton for work. Yeah, they just work. I don't know a time off for them. I don't know.
Well, the Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift is on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard here in Murfreesboro, and it supports the work of Steered Straight, which now has a wider umbrella, but maybe remind us what Steered Straight does.
Sure. So that's Michael DeLeon and his wife, Darla. They've been doing this for 19 years now. His story in a nutshell, basically he did it all and went to prison. And in prison, there was a Scared Straight TV show, and he didn't like the idea of trying to scare, teenagers, young adults into trying to be in on the right path. He really felt there's got to be a better way, got to get ahead of it. Let's get into the schools. And so when he got out of prison, and he was in prison for 12 years for lots of different reasons. Once he got out, he just dawned on him, Steered Straight, trying to steer the youth in the right direction. So it's very similar to like that DARE program Once Upon a Time that I remember hearing in grade school.
Sure.
But it's his life and other people's lives in a nutshell. He will talk about ones who succeeded and have recovered and are living thriving lives. And he will also talk about people who did not succeed and unfortunately are now dead. So he will talk about both sides of that coin, and it's a really good presentation. And he goes all over the United States and he talks to around 700 schools in a school year, millions of kids. And so that is his top priority and passion. He does have a team. There's two, I believe, or three other speakers that also speak. I know he would like to clone himself somehow and make himself younger. I know every time I do see him, he's like, I'm getting too old. I'm like, you can't say that. But he'll never retire. Like, that is not on his brain. He will go until he drops dead. That is definitely, but I'm hoping with the people that he's obviously been working with to go out also and talk in other schools. Yeah. And they have their story too. So they're still talking the Steered Straight mission, but with their story in mind and what they went through. And, but I'm sure his heart is going to be really for this, that house that they're hoping to get started here for the men's ministry in McMinnville. And maybe that might be a good, like, I don't know, move over for him to kind of get that when he does eventually get too old. But he's doing good.
Well, that's awesome. I have to think that, you know, from where Steered Straight started to where it is today, you know, to see the growth. And obviously, if it's his baby and will always be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But
oh, yeah.
To see that growth has to be pretty cool. So. And the thrift store is doing well. I was just on your webpage and I pulled up the Facebook page too. But I mean, if you can think about just anything, you've got a toy room of all things. So, I mean, you've got everything out there.
We do. We've got, let me walk through. Okay. When you first walk in, you're going to see whatever our newest theme is going on up front. And right now we've got Easter, because Easter's right around the corner. So we've got all of our Easter stuff out. And then you're going to see media. We have a huge media selection. So there's the DVDs, the CDs, the VHSs, the 8-tracks, the cassettes.
Wow.
DVD, everything. So, yes. So we've got books, lots and lots of books. So we've got a media area right off the bat. And then after that is linens. So we've got the pillows, the blankets, we got arts and crafts, we've got office supplies. Right after that is our furniture area. Our furniture is always changing. We always get new stuff in and that goes very quickly. So we do have furniture. And then after that is kid area. So we've got kids' clothes, kids' linens, blankets, decor. They've got a toy area. And then beside that is hardware. So we've got all those little nuts and bolts and doohickeys thingies that guys like to dig through. So we've got a hardware area, and then it turns into kitchen with small appliances, dishes, cups, bowls, plates, tea kettles, all that good stuff in kitchen. Decor is everywhere. So if you're looking for pictures, knickknacks, a gift, decor is everywhere to look for. And of course, in the middle is all of our clothes. And we have made a good switch over to spring. So we've got a lot of good spring summer clothes out. By the end of this week, I'm hoping to have every everything switch over to spring and summer. And then I'm hoping to have a nice good spring sale come next week. And then, gosh, we've got a boutique for the little bougie people out there. We've got a boutique room, we've got shoes, and we've got a vintage room. So we do. We've got rooms.
You got a lot of space out there, don't you?
We do. I look around and go, I wish I had more, but I also go, this is good. I'm okay.
And furniture selection that probably changes pretty frequently.
It does. We do have furniture. Now there's some furniture pieces that maybe have been sitting on my floor. So we have like dot discounts. So like if it's been sitting on the floor for anywhere from like 3 to 4 weeks, we'll start discounting it down. So yellow is 15. We've got blue dots that are 25, and then we got red dots that are 50. And that's even goes into our decor. It goes on to different items that we know. I'm like, okay, it's been sitting here for a minute. Let's start discounting that out. So that we always have little discounts going throughout the store at all times with those dots. Right now, the little bit of winter that we have left, it's all a dollar. So I've got dollar racks going on right now, pajamas, women's clothes. So I've got dollar racks going on. But I also pick up. So if you got furniture out there that is gently used and you would love to donate to me, please give me a call at 615-896-5730.
So the deal on pickup, if it's furniture and things like that, you do want to kind of get an eyeball on it first, right?
I do. I'll ask for a picture. So yeah, just give me a call and you'll talk to me or my warehouse manager, and we'll say, hey, can you shoot me a text on a picture? Not this number though. This number is just a landline. And we'll give you another number to send us a picture too. So we do ask, absolutely. Dressers and nightstand stuff that's wood, that's a little bit more forgiving because people like to restain, repaint.
Yeah.
But definitely furniture that's got fabric or leather.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Do you ever have requests to like deliver furniture?
We do every once in a while. And I will do that. As long as you're pretty close, as long as you're in this borough area from our store, it's not very often because it's just on Wednesdays. So the Wednesdays when we go out to pick up, if I'm delivering something, in fact, I'm delivering something this Wednesday. It's just a kitchen table set that they weren't able to fit in their car. I just asked for a $15 donation towards the ministry.
Oh.
And then we'll drop it off at your house. So I do that for people who might not have a vehicle or a friend who's got a truck or something like that. So
well, that's good.
As long as it's close nearby.
I understand. So. Yeah. Yeah. So you can find out a lot more at facebook.com/ssthrift,
mm-hmm.
right? So that's steered straight to furniture and thrift, and the website, pretty cool. And you've got links to all of that, and hours, the phone number, all that good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
So steeredstraightthriftstore.org online, and you're located
at 1007 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, that used to be called Mercury, and we are in the AG's old sporting goods store.
Go. For you old timers that have been around here for a little bit. So
yes.
Check out Steered Straight and Steered Straight to Furniture and Thrift. Jennifer, good to see you this month.
Yeah, good to see you again too. Thank you.
We'll talk soon. Jennifer Sanchez joining us here on the show this morning. And hey, do check out their website, Facebook. Got lots of great deals and things that you can see on Facebook pretty frequently as well. So have a good day, everybody.